Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Work moves fast. From emails and reports to proposals and updates, you're expected to think clearly, write confidently, and get it right the first time. And every message counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It gives you everything you need to think, write, and finish in one place, or anywhere you type and text. You'll never have to switch tools or tabs. Grammarly's AI agents are built for how you work and where you work, so you can find the right words, adjust your tone, and predict how your message might land before you hit send. Your ideas will get a boost while still sounding natural, credible, and just the way you want. For nearly 17 years, Grammarly has been the standard for responsible AI. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
Hey, The Bird Show. Okay.
All right, speaking of gas, Quick Trip does say that all their stations are going to have gas by tomorrow. That's the only company that's come out to guarantee that. Also, Governor Perdue is asking President Bush to release more crude oil from its reserve in order to help us out. And also, State Insurance Commissioner John Oxendine has announced he is allowing more of his employees to work from home, which it looks like the more we're going to be without gas, the more employers are going to have to allow employees to do that. Well, clear lanes are about to open at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. These lanes are for travelers willing to pay about $128 a year for a faster trip through security checkpoints, and all lanes should be open by the end of the week. More than 210,000 people have registered for these clear lanes in 19 airports across the nation. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and if you are flying Delta, pink ribbons are not the only things that you're going to see, because 275 flight attendants are going to actually wear all pink all month long for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Oh, that's cool. I'm flying out on Friday. I'm going to have to look for that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
And then finally, Ronald Watkins, he's in West Virginia. He had surgery to remove a tumor from his rectum. And afterwards,
My butt literally, I literally did one of those Kegel exercises with my butt.
It's going to get worse.
Squeezing.
Yeah, it's going to get worse.
Keep clenching.
Yeah. Days passed after the surgery, and Ronald noticed that something was wrong. Well, it ends up his doctor had actually stapled his rectum shut.
No.
Yeah. Oh, that'll make you clench. Have you burned already?
How do you do that?
Do I need to say that he's actually suing the doctor? Do
you
I need
think?
To say that?
Wow. We're going to have to recreate that with somebody. That's the next bet. The next bet payoff.
Do you think that was a joke? Do you think the guy was maybe was mouthing off or something before he goes, you know what, I'm going to staple this guy's butt closed.
I wonder if we can get a nurse or doctors right now, and we'll put you on the voice disguiser. If it's true, because I think Jeff makes a really good point here, I wonder if there aren't nurses that will treat you just a little bit worse, maybe accidentally can't find the vein when they're trying to find blood
if you're
a crappy patient. Maybe just make you go through a little bit more pain than you really have to. On the voice disguiser.
Fully, if you've got a bad attitude, I guarantee you're the last one to get the food tray. You're the one who gets the new nurse. Hey, Bert, welcome. Hi. Right. Listen, this is Jen. She is training, and she is going to insert your catheter. Go ahead, Jen.
Yeah.
Those are the words you do not want to hear when you're a patient.
Right.
And training. She's in training. She's not training. Next room. All right, the phone lines are ringing, I think, with nurses that are willing to either confess that, yes, they do that, or no, they don't. We'll get to those here.
Nobody's calling to say no, they don't, unfortunately.
We better use the voice disguiser for that.
Yes. Yeah, without a doubt. All these calls will go up there. Sure. All right, the question here is, Melissa just told us a story about a doctor that stapled his patient's butt shut.
Butt shut.
Imagine this doctor coming home to his wife. Wife asks, how was the day today, hon? Boy, did I make a mistake. What'd you do? It couldn't be that bad, honey. It's just one day. Yeah. I stapled a patient's butt just shut today.
See, what happened was, he had this butt, and...
and we're assuming that no doctor would purposely make that, accidentally make that mistake. So we're wondering if doctors and nurses, if they have a patient that's kind of a pain in the booty, if you just put them through a little bit more pain than they really need to go through.
Said pain
they
in the
can,
booty.
Yes. Yeah.
This patient's a real pain in the ass. Bam!
Yeah.
they can. I've actually seen a couple of people that have done things, you know, a little meaner. Like I was telling the woman that answered the phone, no, I haven't personally done it. I've probably been a little more mouthy with patients.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, yeah, it can happen. It can absolutely happen.
So the message here is loud and clear. I mean,
you know, then, too, I guess, you know, in the sense when it goes to the end, we're all humans, too.
Right, they're in control here.
Yeah.
She's not going to be the only one to call and say that.
Oh, no.
Good morning, Brian. You're on
Q100. Hey, Bert.
Hi, you're on the Voice Disguiser. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I'm a fireman. I'm going into work right now, and I promise you, the bigger the patient of how bad that you act up with us, the bigger the needle is and the more we miss.
Is that right? So you have actually missed somebody where you were going to shoot them purposely.
Oh, yeah.
What did they have to do to get you to that point?
Well, the calls that you get 3 o'clock in the morning for your tummy hurting, those are the main ones.
So if they're calling
if they're
for something
sick.
Really superficial?
What's that?
If they're just calling for something that you think is superficial, you'll treat them kind of crappy?
Pretty much.
So if somebody calls you up and you go rushing over to their house and they're like, my cat scratched me, I think I'm going to get infected, then you shoot them up with giant needles full of antibiotics and...
Oh, no. We just missed the IV on purpose. Nothing with animals.
So you better be really careful.
That's
awful. That's Jack.
I thought he was
we asked for honesty.
Don't look at line 3.
Uh-oh. I'm not taking 3 yet. Good morning, Becky. You're on Q100.
Don't take it at all, you sick man.
Hey. How are you guys?
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. I have to admit, this is our little way of getting back at the really mean patient. I'm an emergency room nurse, and I have to deal with all kinds of jerks all day long, and... You just use a little bit bigger needle, or there's a medicine we can give with a numbing medicine because it burns really bad, but the mean ones don't get the numbing medicine.
Oh, now in emergency room, people are panicked and
Why
upset.
Why are you laughing?
Oh. And, it's not about I know that people are panicked, but some people are just mean. I mean, they are mean. I'm not talking about you being panicked or being, you know, kind of overreacting, and that's fine. But some people are so mean to the nurses and to the doctors, and you know what? You still have to treat us with respect even though you're feeling sick.
Becky, let me ask you this. How long were you a nurse before you did this for the very first time? Were you purposely stuck somebody?
I don't know. I've been a nurse for about 5 years, so I'm not quite burned out yet, but some days are worse than others.
I just want to let you know, applying a numbing cream that you know is going to sting is the gateway drug to leaving your profession. You will not be a nurse 1 year from now.
No, I like it. It's just, you know, just be nice to your nurses.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a lesson we learn here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Be nice to your medical professionals or they will torture you.
Good morning, John. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, you're on the Voice Disguiser.
Been a paramedic for about 10 years now, and I can promise you, if you are a drunk driver that has hurt somebody, or if you're a child abuser or a spouse abuser, they're going to miss you more often, and I can promise you it's going to be the biggest needle they got. And they'll probably squeeze the bag and squeeze the fluids into you really fast.
So when
you get to the hospital, you got to pee really badly, too.
Yeah, we've done this with police officers before, and they've said the same thing, that... In the same cases, if you're messing with kids or there's some abuse going on, that the police officer may be a little bit rougher on you than he would somebody else.
They're jamming the needle into your arm the way you jam the fork into the little plastic wrap on a microwave meal. You know, you're just like, bam, 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 bam.
I think it got in there. I almost understand. Yeah. That one I kind of endorse.
Please don't tell me you're picking that one up.
I am.
Don't do it.
That's my closer call.
Oh, no.
Seriously.
This one's going to hurt.
Oh. This is a friendship effector.
Uh-oh.
Kathy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are you?
Are you the call we're dreading?
Oh, yeah, I am. I promise you.
Okay.
This was not me, and it was not here, and it was about 30 years ago, but my brother was a nurse in the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get this guy that came in drunk all the time, just drunk and throwing up and disgusting and passed out. And so one time when he was passed out, they started his IV in his penis.
Hey,
oh! Yeah.
All right, so what is our lesson here? The lesson today here, Jen Hobby, is what?
Be nice to your nurses and doctors and EMTs. And don't overreact, even if you're feeling really sick.
And if you're
fake it.
Drunk in the emergency room, put on a cup. glue it to you.
Now you know why they don't allow you to take pictures and video in emergency rooms.
Hey, The Bird Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.